Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to the Tarot Sales Podcast. Yay. All right. It is gratitude month, in a way. A lot of us are in that mood of gratitude around American Thanksgiving, around the end of the year. And I had a little idea to share on today's podcast, a bit of meditation on gratitude, starting every episode with a meditation so you can have something right away to grab onto and practice. And then I'd like to play some voice messages that I've gotten for the last little bit. I haven't listened to them in a while. I've been just busy with Daisy and moving here to Connecticut, back and forth to Illinois. Her school starting, Strala online with the app, the Strala app, and traveling again, all the things. So I haven't listened to the voice messages, and I clicked them open today, and there's so many lovely ones there, and I'd like to play them for you and answer some questions and conversations there as a show of gratitude as well. So thank you so much for being here, for taking good care of yourself, for being interested in these practices of softening, centering, moving with ease, leading with ease. If you're leading yoga or really anything at all, we're all leaders leading each other around, really whatever we're doing. Even if we don't think we're leaders, we are. You are a leader. So leading is really on purpose, in a way, sharing the experience of how you feel about yourself while you're doing and showing something productive to do, like a yoga class or something else. You can lead all kinds of things, but that's how I like to think about leading. Leading is guiding the experience of how you feel about yourself while you're also showing folks how to do something productive. But what we really learned from the folks leading us is how to treat ourselves, those subconscious cues, those feelings, those kind of unspoken bigness of what's happening in the room. It's not really the moves you're doing, although that's important, but it's how the whole experience is unfolding. And that's absolutely the responsibility of a leader, to be mindful of that. Otherwise, things just happen and it's more random and less special. It can be so special when you focus on all the good stuff. All right, so let's focus on some of the good stuff right here with a nice gratitude meditation. So find a comfortable place wherever you are. A little shift and drift side to side, easy forward and back. Notice your breath here. Notice how it's moving you. And notice how you feel. And let yourself expand a bit and open up to everything you're grateful for, big and small. Can be grateful for being here right now, taking this moment of breath and connection and practice for yourself. That's huge. Be grateful for your well-being, how vibrant and healthy you are right now. Be grateful for your ideas, your creativity, your energy. Be grateful for all that you are, all that you have inside to experience, to give, to share, to be in the world. This is the good stuff. My goodness, all the stuff of the world in your life, your things, possessions, even people. It's outside of you in a way. And how wonderful is it that we can be grateful for all of these qualities, these gifts, these things that are happening with us, our energy, our well-being, our mind, our fingers, our toes, everything. Be grateful for all the things you can dream up that you have. It has nothing to do with your stuff. Be grateful for the uniqueness of you. And I don't mean to tell you to be grateful for all these things, just allow yourself to be open to being surprised by the qualities that you might find yourself spontaneously grateful for. It works better that way. If I tell you to do something, it's not going to work. Just like little kids are the same. All right, now we can extend outside of ourselves. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? I'm thinking of the people closest to me, people that live in the same home I live in, animals, my cat Lantern, Mike and Daisy. Thinking of my extended family and my mom. I've got a grandma still alive, aunts and uncles, cousins, people, friends, community, people. Who are the people in your neighborhood? Who are the people in your life that you're grateful for? Doesn't mean everybody's nice to you all the time and gives you presents all the time. It's who are you grateful for? Who's teaching you something? Who's helping you grow? Who's there? Who's around? Even if somebody's a pain in the butt, you're probably still grateful that they're a pain in the butt to you, because otherwise you wouldn't have them to be a pain in the butt with. You know what I mean? We love those folks too. And now think about, perhaps, or expand yourself to the things you get to do that you're grateful for. Maybe it's your work. Maybe it's your life. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's yoga. Daisy's coming here. Just talking about being grateful. What are you grateful for? Anything you want to share? Oh, okay. She's grateful for Mama and Dada. That's good. Mama. Just Mama? And Dada. Yes. Did something right so far. Think about all the, now we can think about the stuff you're grateful for. See, it's kind of meaningless now, right? See how meaningless all the stuff is. It doesn't matter. But if there's things you're grateful for, a warm bed, a roof over your head, clothes, think about that. Take a big inhale. Long exhale. Nice. Open your eyes.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, let's listen to a few voicemails here.
Hi, Tara. My name is Nora, and I just wanted to share something with you. I was listening to Tara Brock's podcast, her most recent one, and there was a poem by this Indian mystic named Tukaram about a cat that was meditating. It was, you know, a mystical poem. And the line that spoke to me is the cat comes back to himself and says, I am landlocked in fur. And I just want to thank you and kind of my whole yoga life, but meditate doing this with you has been particularly helpful of reminding myself that I don't have to be landlocked in my body, that my body can actually be a tool to connect to those places I can think I can only go in my mind.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes.
But that feeling of I can be in my body and experiencing my body and flow and move in my body in a way that connects me to the cosmos, if you will. And it's an incredible gift to be able to give that to somebody through an app. So thank you. And I hope you have a lovely day.
Oh. Love it. Oh, thank you so much, Nora. Yes, that's practice right there. When we soften, move with ease, move from our center, my goodness, it's not only exercise, it's not only movement, it's not only healthy, it's everything that's possible with ourselves as a tool. So I think you just described that so beautifully. Thank you, Nora, and huge gratitude for practicing with you as well on the Strala Yoga app and in all the places. Okay, let's hear from Catherine.
Hi, Tara. It's Catherine Hirbor. Just wanted to say I really enjoy your yoga practices. And my question was, I'm interested in your thoughts about how to manage work-life balance. And so have a productive work life where you have high standards and provide quality services to clients, but also carve out quality time to spend with your significant others and your family. I'd be interested in your thoughts on that. And I really like when you emphasize to slow down and your podcast on affirmations. I found was really helpful as well. So thanks a lot and take care. Bye.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, Catherine. So good to hear from you. You know, what's really incredible is our practice that we share together in softness and ease and moving nicely, moving in a way that's really caring for yourself. It gives you time. And it's not separate from work. It's not separate from life. It gives vitality to life, and it helps prioritize what needs to be done, what doesn't need to be done, what can wait till tomorrow, all those things. So I know when it comes to this work-life balance or really just making it all work in a way where you're feeling good about things, I've always rested in the almost comfort of my practice, knowing that I'm going to be able to figure it out. I'm going to be able to figure out when's a good time to do more and travel more and be more active, take more meetings, do more conversations, these kind of things, and when it's time for rest, when it's time for family time, for Daisy time, for Mike time, all of that. So I know there's not a one-size-fits-all formula for my life. I've gone through many different stages of what my work and life look like. But I've always been someone who's working with a lot of my time, but I also feel like I've had a lot of time for, even before Mike and Daisy came along, for friends, for exploring, for kind of wandering around the city, seeing art, looking at things, those moments of sort of active exploration and interest and checking things out have always fueled me, have always given me space and time and ideas as well. So I'm not a fan of hustle culture. I'm not a fan of being the most productive you can every day and smashing and crushing things. These words just bring humor and a smile and a little bit of giggle to myself because I know it's silly and I know it just doesn't work. And it depends on what your measure of what you want is. And we all want to feel fulfilled. We want to live a good life. We want to feel comfortable. We want to feel stable and successful in our own definition of that. But hustle culture is not the way to get you there. And it's not the way that will keep you there either. So I would suggest, if you're struggling for work-life balance, to find yourself in a practice that reminds you to slow down, reminds you to use what you need, rest what you don't, so you can do more. It's so easy to kind of jerk your way around and slam yourself into projects and to fall face first into things and be busy, 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 and so stressed and so this, and kind of have that as a badge of honor. But it doesn't work. It would be one thing if that was the path that led to the ultimate success, the ultimate health, the ultimate wealth, the ultimate awesomeness. But I've never really seen it work. I've only seen it lead to airport life of stress, airport life of, oh my gosh, you know, even if you're not in the airport, you feel like you're in the airport all the time. I've had phases of life where I've almost dipped into that too much. And then I've remembered, oh yeah, even when I'm busy, 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 I need to crawl down to the ground, take a few breaths, notice how I feel, and then go from there, act from there, work from there. Not just take care of myself and rest and recover, but work from this place of centeredness, from this place of use what I need, rest what I don't, so I can, yes, feel good, but yes, do more and do more of the right things. Do more of the things that bring more of what I want, more abundance, more security, more safety, more connection, more excitement, and also afford me the time to be with my family, be with my friends, and enjoy. So find a practice that helps you slow down and connect and move from center. And you can, of course, practice with us on the Strala Yoga app. Anytime, that's what we do all the time. That's the main focus. So I feel like I've won and got lucky really big time because my practice makes me healthy. It makes me well. It makes me vibrant. But it also is my secret. Well, it's not such a secret, but it's my big thing that supports my work. And my work is really important to me because I'm passionate about softness and ease and helping people practice yoga in a way that feels comfortable and good. And I want to share this until I can't share it anymore. That's what I'm here to do in that way. So I rely on my practice of softness to carry me through. All right, next little bit here. Let's do a couple more. Okay, Anna and Julia, I know these people. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, Tara. This is Anna and Julia. We want to share something very special with you.
We love Strala Yoga.
Bye. Okay, love you. Bye.
Oh my gosh, I love you too. I can't believe I haven't listened to that message. It's been so long. We love you too. Anna and Julia are teaching Strala trainings in Germany. This is something I'm really grateful for. Strala has grown sustainably. We are like an organic farm of sustainable ease and growth and abundance and global peace and happiness. And it sounds like a dream because dreams can come true, and we are as a community. And by the way, everybody's invited. If you want to be a practicer of ease, come on in. If you want to lead Strala, come on in. If you want to take these ideas and lead them in something else, come on in. We can help you with that too. So I'm so proud of you, Anna and Julia, and all of our Strala friends and practicers and community members and guides and partner studios and all of it. Just so, so grateful. All right, let's listen to a Okay, let's just do one more.
Hi, Tara. This is Michaela calling in from Wethersfield, Connecticut. You have been such an important part of my yoga journey over the past decade plus. I even was so fortunate to have attended a live workshop at the Standard in Miami many, many years ago. So just giving you lots of love. I've been working on my dowager hump, my email neck, and have been really trying to focus on getting rid of that hump and improving it, and would love to see a yoga routine in the app. Maybe it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something that I could do on a daily basis to really help improve the slump in my posture that I have because of looking down all of the time. Mm. So thank you so much. Love everything you do. Love the joy that you bring into my life. And I so appreciate you. Thanks.
Oh, so nice. My goodness. Yes, I hear you. I'm looking inward a lot too on the computer. We all are. What's up with that? Why can't the computer be in an arched way? Maybe we can make that happen for a little while. All right, just a quick fix for that. Not really a fix, but you know, it's a good way to put it, I suppose. It's a lazy plow, but yes, let's do some more practices in the Strala app for this. But from your back, grabbing your thighs and gently rolling up and over into this kind of lazy plow. And I like to call it lazy plow because a lot of us have learned to do a plow pose, both feet on the ground, legs straight, blah, 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 neck really stretched out and all this stuff. And that can be really stressful for your neck and just create more pain and discomfort. We don't want any of that. So this lazy plow, keeping your knees bent, you can really roll around and search those places that need your attention, that need your care right now. Hang around in those places. Breathe big. Give yourself a chance to notice how you feel, notice what's going on, and really notice any changes as they come and go. So, all right, there's a lot more messages, but I feel like we should leave them for some more times. We can come back to this again. So thank you so much for leaving messages. If you'd like to leave a voice message for me, I love it, of course, just tarastyles.com. There's a little big bar there. It says push, and you can do it right from your phone, your computer, whatever you got. So really grateful to hear from you. Really grateful for everyone practicing on the Strala Yoga app. It's so nice to have a positive, connected, peaceful, happy place where we can learn and grow and share and take good care of ourselves together from our homes, which is really, really cool. And grateful to get together every time we get together in person as well. So big hugs. Thanks so much for being here. Let me know any way I can help with anything I can be useful for. I love it. So I'm pretty easy to find. You can leave a voicemail, which is pretty simple there. If you'd rather type out an email, info@strahlayoga.com is where to find us, and social media, all those things. So thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful to do this. Grateful to do this, to share, to be together. This is a real together project, as is life. So have a wonderful day and see you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.